this is a continuation of what was introduced in the first part of this treatment, which is entitled Truth and Honesty, the Golden Rule. This recording will be the complete information as it was written by Mr. Winslow in one of his books about one of his cases. Mr. Winslow was located in the United States, and he received a telegram from South America, and it did not provide anything other than a few words, which was, six treatments, please. There was no other information provided. So he had three words to go on in order to attempt to assist the individual that was in need. The thought that came to Mr. Winslow was apparently centered on the word spirit, that God is spirit, and of course that God was omnipresent, so that spirit is omnipresent. And spirit is deemed to be flawless and also transparent and also reflective. If spirit is flawless, then he knew that his thinking, his speech, and his actions had to be flawless if he was going to be of any assistance to this individual, because he would be reflecting out into the atmosphere of thought exactly what his consciousness was and all thought, speech, and action that related to him in any shape or form. So that's what he did. In every move, every thought, every action, he tried to be as pure as he could possibly conceive God being, in hopes that that would reflect out, and I should say an expectation that that would reflect out and benefit the individual that was in need, whomever it was. And it wouldn't matter what the need was or where the need was. If it was going to reflect out into the universe of thought, universe atmosphere of all humanity, then if someone was open to those kinds of thoughts, they would be able to benefit from it. Well, he did exactly that. And after a period of time, he received another telegram that requested some more treatments. So he continued on. He never stopped trying to live the life of purity, the flawless, transparent, reflective life of spirit, which of course is the opposite of matter. Sometime later, he had communication with the individual that had requested the treatments. And he had an opportunity to ask him, what was the problem and why were you asking for the treatments? And the individual said, this is for someone else that knew nothing about Christian Science. And he said, I requested the first six treatments because the individual had the claim of insanity, and I was hoping that you would be able to be of assistance in healing that claim. And he said, I asked for the next group of treatments because he was healed in the first six treatments, but the people that were around him, his friends and relatives, would not accept it. They wouldn't believe it. And so the second round of treatments that I asked for was so that they would open their thought to accept the healing that had already taken place. two things that stand out on this experience that come to thought. One is of what was explained in the first part of the treatment, which was in the one that is over an hour long. And it went into an explanation about Genesis 1, wherein in each of the days of creation that are explored and written about, that there is a sentence that says, man must let. And then the following sentence would be that God did it. In other words, God created this, that, and the other. But the preface to that is that man must let. So that is very directly connected to what happened here. And the second thing that stands out is the impersonal nature of healing. In fact, not only impersonal, but the impersonal nature of the problem. In other words, it doesn't matter what the problem is, it would have been healed by this approach. Almost everything that is a treatment by the Mary Baker Eddy Institute is labeled as extemporaneous. And this, of course, was no exception to that. But after it was posted on the internet, which was yesterday, I listened to it today, and it was obvious that I never gave the rest of the information about this case that Mr. Winslow had. So I felt obligated to make this additional recording to provide the rest of the information on this case. This certainly is wonderful proof that whatever the problem is, whomever it is that's involved, or how long the problem has been there, or where anyone is located, that none of it had any impact or could have any impact on any case. Jesus, of course, proved this because his life was so pure that no matter what the problem was, he was able to cure it, and in almost every case, it was instantaneous. If you have any questions, you're certainly welcome to contact us through our message system, which is encrypted, so it is private. If you want verbal contact, give us your phone number if you're in the U.S., and if you're not, we will reply to you with information how we can communicate through a free instant messenger service, which includes voice. This is the end of this recording.